appreciate your prayers as I'm leaving tomorrow. I know OS is making much impact in India since 2012. Art and EV, and every year they are visiting us and encouraging us. Last January, along with them, Pastor Jim and Adri, they visited us. They have witnessed what we are doing there for God and for the people. I'm always, OSS is in our hearts, in our prayers, in our thoughts. We never forget the love you have extended to the ministry and to our families in India. This morning, almost you heard what we are doing and how we are doing. In spite of all the persecution and suffering, troubles and tears, confused, sometimes mad with God, but we are able to keep going. You know, each month, 320 Christians are killed for their faith in Jesus Christ. Each month, 214 churches and Christian properties are destroyed and demolished and damaged. In the world today, there are 772 forms of violence against the Christian believers. Believers are economically marginalized because of faith in Jesus Christ. Denied educational rights and privileges for their children to be in the schools. Banned from the communities, excommunicated from the villages, beaten, tortured, raped, imprisoned, sadly even murdered for their faith. Anti-conversion bills are being imposed on the Christians and on the pastors, and putting them in the prison almost 7 years. If anybody convicted as the one who converted into the Christian, if it is proven by the law, they will be imprisoned for 7 years. Even we cannot keep our church signboards on the church buildings. Earlier you have seen our church building with the signboard named as a Bethany Mission Church. 1 week before I come here, I was called by a village revenue officer, and he said that one, he cannot keep the board or the sign like Bethany Mission Church. I said, I'm on my travel, and when I come back, I will deal with that issue. They said that one, you can keep the board like Bethany Mission, but you can't have the sign with Bethany Mission Church. Yesterday night, I have shown my vehicle registration card to Pastor Jim and Art McPhee. They are willing to add my name like a Srinivasa Rao Chapa. It's a Hindu name. But my vehicle was registered. I gave my name, my church name, like Bethany Mission Welfare Society. And they had only three words, BMW Society. They don't want to have the word Bethany Mission. They don't want to hear the word mission. After I came here, in the 6 weeks, I had the news of two of my friends were killed because of our faith. It's a mad sometimes. Sometimes we used to question God, why? Why should we preach your love? Why should we go and reach the people? But the Bible, the scriptures, comes with the answer. Most of the times, we Christians consider Bibles only for the devotion. All over the year, we read the Bibles for the meditation. We satisfy, we strengthen, We are comforted with the scriptures, but most of the time in India, we take the Bible as an action, not only as a devotion. The Bible demands devotion as well as action, motivation, moving, doing, and going. Many a times we ourselves ask, why should we preach Christ? And sometimes our friends ask, why should you preach Christ? Why should you preach the gospel? Why should you bring the good news when you are suffered, when you are tortured, when you are under threat? I can give these answers. Why should we preach Christ? Means we love God. People matter to God. We know that one. The golden scripture of the Bible. Gospel according to John 3:16. We used to listen since our Sunday school, since our beginning of our Christian faith. God so loved the world. God so loved the men. Persic version says that one. God so loved the men. God so loved the people. God so loved the cosmos. And he gave his begotten son, his only one son, that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God loves the people. No matter they are persecutors, no matter whether they are good or bad, no matter whether they are Indians or Americans, no matter who they are, God loves the people. People are matter to God. That's what he gave up his son. He delivered his son for the salvation of mankind. That's what when Jesus Christ at the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried 3 times, Father, if it is your will, remove me this cup of suffering. Again he prostrated. Again he bowed down. Call him, Father, if it is your will, remove this cup of suffering. Did Jesus Christ got the answer for his prayer? Did he? God answered the prayers to Moses. God answered the prayer of Elijah. God answered the prayers of the prophets. But his only begotten son, the true image of the Father, true image of God, crying in the midnight before he went to the cross. He is crying, Father, if it is thy will. Uttermost silence. God did not hear the prayer of Jesus Christ because people are matter to God. On the day of crucifixion, again, Jesus Christ is not calling God as a father. Why God? My God, my God, not my father. Because the day before he called him as a father, he did not get the answer from his father. So on the cross, while he is hanging, he is calling his father as my God, why you have forsaken me? Why you have abandoned me? Elohi, Elohi, lama sabachthani. Did Jesus Christ got the answer to his cry? Because people are matter to God than his son. God loves his people. People are his treasures. People are his possession. He gave his only begotten son. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. We can see that God made Jesus Christ as a sin who never did or know the sin. God made him as an offering for the sin. That's what Apostle Paul is telling. This same divine love is constraining us. It is compelling us to preach the gospel, to reach the people with the good news. The love of God. Love of God towards the people. God sees the people as a people always. On 17th, I preached on dry bones. God asked to Ezekiel, what are you looking? What can you see in this valley? He said to God, hey, valley of dry bones. Then God is telling, hey, they are not dry bones. They are a great army of God. God see them as a people. People matter to God, my dear friends. Jesus Christ died on the cross to remove the sin from mankind. He died for the sins of mankind. Every man, every woman, every child on the face of earth. He died for the humankind. But today, millions of the people, billions of the people are dying. At least hear the word Jesus in their lifetime. 3.9 billion people in the world considered as unreached people groups. Every day, people are dying without hope. Eternal hell. Gaining the eternal hell, even though Jesus Christ died before 2,000 years. Even today, people are not hearing the Jesus Christ. Is it not the compelling factor to preach the gospel of Christ in spite of persecution? Because God loves the people. We love the people. Many a times that's what our prayer. Lord, pour out your love in our hearts so that we can love even our persecutors. My professor, Art McPhee, always says, Paul, great commandment is always prior to the great commission. Great commandment. Love your neighbor. Who are our neighbors? Our persecutors. Who are our neighbors? The one who beating us. Who are our neighbors? The one who is torturing us. Are they are not our neighbors? So love of God compelling us to preach the gospel in spite of persecution, my dear friends. Secondly, why should we preach the gospel? Because preaching the gospel is the way of Jesus. We know that when Jesus Christ came to this earth as a sin offering to redeem the people, to deliver the people from the sin and the clutches of Satan and the sickness. After Jesus Christ tempted in the wilderness 40 days, when he came after the temptation from the wilderness, when he was in the synagogue, they gave a scroll to Jesus Christ to read. So when he took the scroll, when he took the book, he began to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news, to proclaim the gospel, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captivities will be released, that the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free. Preaching the good news, preaching the gospel, proclaiming Christ Jesus is the way of Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, 23, we can see Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Preaching the gospel, preaching the good news, proclaiming the good news is the method of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 9:35, Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching their synagogues, proclaiming the good news, announcing the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he sees the crowds, when he sees the people, he is telling, they are shepherdless. They are scattered without shepherd. They were stricken. They have no one to guide them. So he began to proclaim. He began to preach the good news. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. Preaching the gospel, preaching the good news is the way of Jesus. My Savior, my Redeemer, my Warner, the one who called me to preach the good news. How can I disobedient to the call he gave unto me? How can I forsake the vision? How can I disobedient to the vision he gave to me to preach the good news? He's my suffering. He's my family security. Is my torture can stop me to preach the good news? My Savior preached the good news in spite of all hurdles, right? He did it. He went through it. I can say that when within 3.5 years, he could call all the Palestine. He's always on the move. He's always on the road. Even the 40 days before he faced the crucifixion, he was on the move. He was on the way of Jericho to reach one man, Zacchaeus. He's on the move to preach the gospel of the kingdom. If Jesus, my Savior, did in spite of his hurdles, why I can preach the kingdom of good news in spite of my persecution? Thirdly, why should we preach gospel in spite of danger? Great Commission. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Mark 16:15. Go into all the world to preach the good news to all creatures, all men. Great Commission, my dear friends. Matthew 28:13. Therefore, as you go, make the disciples. Many a times we want to make the disciples. Yes, that is the part. But in order to make the disciples, the former web to make the disciples is go. Is going and making. Many a times, our churches, we hear that one, let us be the church. Sometimes other churches, they are telling, be our church. Be their church. Or being the church. Being their church. Wonderful. But church is not only to be or to being. Church has a mission to go. Going. Go and make. Not make and go. It's go and make the disciples. It's the going churches. Rodney Stryker, he says that one, the early church, within the first century, they could reach all the Roman Empire. within 100 years. 100 years, they reached Roman provenance. Why it is not happening today, my friends? Say satisfied to being the church, to be the church. Finally, why should we preach the gospel of good news, gospel of kingdom? Why should we proclaim Christ? Because gospel is power unto salvation. God never wanted any man to perish without the chance, without the opportunity to hear him. That's what Apostle Paul says in Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is not about the mission. It is not about Pastor Paul. It is not about our churches. I am not ashamed of the good news about Jesus Christ. Because this good news of Jesus Christ is the power that brings salvation to everyone who believes. It is the power of God at work even today. Salvation is the result of good news. Gospel is the power at work even today and save everyone who believes. For the preaching of the cross is a foolishness sometimes, but those who believe, it is a power of God. Gospel is the power of God. I do not know anything that changes lives more than the gospel. I do not know any power which changes the lives more than the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ can unite broken homes. The gospel of Jesus Christ can draw the people from the alcoholic cup to their homes. The good news of Jesus Christ can bring the gambler from the cards. The gospel of Jesus Christ can bring the drug addicts from their needles. The gospel of Jesus Christ can change the harlots from the streets. Good news and the gospel changes because it's power. Gospel is power unto salvation. Good news of Jesus Christ leads people into salvation. I can give hundreds of stories. Can you, Danica, can you? Yeah. You can see the man, Pastor Kiran Kumar. Art McPhee and Pastor Jim, they met him. He killed a man when he was 17. And he was in the prison. So when we are doing the prison ministry, he was almost 6 months to release from the prison. And when we went to preach in the prison to distribute some kind of food, give some kind of clothes, he said, if I am released from this prison, if I don't die here, if I come out, will you accept me at your house and give me training? I want to be the preacher of the gospel. I want to proclaim the gospel. So when he released from the prison, we accepted him, we brought him, and he became a preacher now. That's what his wife, you can see the child in their hand. They're old people, they got a child. Gospel changes lives. An atheist became a believer. I used to visit their house. His wife used to come to the church. Every week I used to visit their house when he was not there in the house. Me and Rachel used to go almost 7 years. So one day, his wife wanted to take the water baptism. She came and gave the witness in the church. I want to take the baptism, but my husband is not allowing me. So please pray. Then when I went to his home. Because if I want to give the baptism, he's a government officer. He works for the government. He's the registrar of the banks. So when she wants to take the baptism, I know that if I give the baptism without his permission, it will be a more trouble. So I went to his home and I shared about his wife, that one she wants to take the baptism. He said, that one, I don't believe any God. Because the God killed my parents when I was 5 years old. Where is God? If there is any God in this world, why I am a orphan boy? And why God killed my parents? So with that idea, he became an atheist. He said, that one, I don't believe any God. If my wife wants to take baptism, I don't object. You can give her baptism and you keep her in your church. Don't bring her back to home. Then I gave the reasons why she is taking baptism, what is the baptism and all. And he said, okay, you decide. So I step out. And after a minute, I felt in my heart, I should go back and tell to the man. So I went inside, into their home again, and I said, Srinivas, his name is Srinivas. I said, why don't you to take a baptism? God asked me to say that man. And I went and said to him, your wife is taking the baptism and we are keeping your wife at our church. Why don't you take baptism and be at our church? An atheist, he said, you are preaching about good news. You are preaching about Jesus Christ. If your Jesus is real, you go home. If tonight God speaks to me, and if I can see your Jesus' power in my heart, you don't call, I will call you tomorrow. And if God calls me, and if he appears to me, if he can change my heart, I will come and take the water baptism. That is a great challenge. The tongue. It is not my tongue. Somebody should pay the price. Simply I came out. If I go without going inside again, I might escape. So I have a challenge. All night I have been praying. And he said, you don't call me. I will call. Then 10 o'clock hour, afternoon 2 o'clock is the baptism service. 10, 11, 12 is done. 1 o'clock I thought I lost both of them. So 1:30 he made a call. Hey, Pastor Paul, how much you charge for the baptism? Because he is the bank register. In order to reach the banks, they need to pay the money. I said, already the price was paid on behalf of you. Amen. Already the price was paid on the cross. Already Jesus Christ paid the price for you, my dear brother. Come. And these believers, they bought the car recently. Pastor Jim was dedicated to the new car. And he became a believer. And recently they bought a car. And with this car, they are transporting our believers after the service. Gospel changes lives, my dear friends. He's another idol worshipper. He's the goldsmith. He will make all kinds of idols with the gold. I used to visit their house. His wife is very much interested. She don't want to come to the church. But I used to visit and I used to give the daily bread, our daily bread. And whenever she has some kind of trouble, she used to invite to their house. And one day it happened to meet her husband. And just I gave the gospel tract and he did not accept anything. So after 6 months, he came to the church one day and he gave all his testimony. And when Art McPhee and Eve, they came, the same day we gave the baptism on the sea. His wife took the baptism after 1 year. She is the one first accepted gospel, not taken the water baptism. But the guy who denied and who makes all kinds of idols became a Christian and took the water baptism. Is it not the power? Is it not the gospel? is power unto salvation. I can give stories after stories. Miracles, miracles. Can you see that lady with the sticker on forehead? That is the symbol of Hinduism. If she remove the sticker on her forehead, she will be considered as a widow. She was in a Hindu family. Even still today, her husband was there, but he left her Sanja. He left this woman because she is following Jesus Christ. Following Jesus without husband. That is our church building. She is giving the testimony in the church. Now she is taking care of our Sunday school ministries. Sometimes it's a price, high price to receive Jesus Christ. But it is power unto salvation. Her name is Dorothy. When she became a Christian, her husband was a carpenter. They have all kinds of tools. When she came to the church and he left home, he was ready with one kind of axe and she cut her leg. She is on rubber leg today. After 2 years, he became a Christian. He is taking care of our slum church today. Gospel is power as well as price to be paid. That's what always Dietrich Bonhoeffer says. If anyone be called by Jesus, he calls and asks them to come and die. Yes, my dear friends, still harvest is plentiful. Harvest is plentiful. 1.2 billion people are in India. Even today, the Christian percentage is 2.3. How they hear. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross. But even today, the Hindus were on the karma, never-ending struggle. But Jesus Christ paid the price once for all. But they must hear the good news. How can they hear without someone go? How can they hear without someone preaching the gospel? How can they go without someone send to preach? My dear friends, we know everyone cannot go. Everyone cannot preach. But everyone can pray. Everyone can send somebody. Everyone can support somebody. Everyone can encourage by your prayers, by standing behind of us. Most of the time we feel that one. When we have all these troubles and trials, and the tears, when we write to the people like Art and people like Jim and all our friends, they always say that, hey, we are with you by our prayers. It gives more power. That's what Hebrew writer says, remember those who are in bonds. Remember those who are in prisons. So this afternoon, as your brother, I'm standing here. We are preaching the gospel. Spreading the love of Jesus Christ instead of persecution. Because God loves the people. People matter to God. Jesus Christ preached the gospel. So we are preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. Great Commission is demanding to go and make the disciples. Fourthly, gospel is power to change the lives. We are doing it. Let us be the church of going and making. Let us move for cross. Let us move for Christ. Let us find our neighbors. Let us preach the good news. Let us share the one. Let us share the one who died on the cross for the world, not for the church only. Thank you so much.